This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always, and we'll get to Jeremy Lin and the Knicks. But I thought the bigger game last night in the NBA was the Los Angeles Lakers and all they have going on behind the scenes with Kobe in the front office and Pau Gasol, etc., going down to Dallas to play the Mavericks. The Lakers have not been good on the road this year. I think they were 5-11 before last night. Clearly don't look like a championship game. Kobe made those comments about, if you're going to trade Gasol, trade Gasol. I don't want you to trade him. I've been in a lot of battles with him. He's a big-time player. Don't forget the rumors last year when they got swept by the Mavericks was that Gasol was having problems. I think it was with his girlfriend, not his wife, but he was having some kind of family problems that really affected his play. This year, I think he's playing better than he did certainly at the end of last year. But in any event, to me, the Lakers go down to Dallas against the defending champions and get a big win in Dallas. Lakers 96, Mavericks 91. Now, the Lakers were in pretty much control of this game, but very late in the game, they missed 6 free throws. They were actually up 6 in the last minute and 10 and almost lost that lead. But at the end of the day, Barnes got fouled and made 2 foul shots after Kobe had missed 2 foul shots late, after Pau Gasol had missed 2 foul shots late. They really had their issues, but they gutted out a win, and I think it's a big win because I do think Dallas is an elite team, as I've discussed all year. No Tyson Chandler, no J.J. Barea, and no championship. And even though their numbers defensively are as good or better than last year, they're just not the same team. They're the old Dallas Mavericks, and I'm not knocking that. That's not a bad team. But to me, they're not the championship Dallas Mavericks. But the Lakers needed a win on the road over a good team, and they got it last night. Lakers 96, Mavericks 91. Pau Gasol, 24 points, 9 rebounds. Bynum, a walking double-double, 19 points, 14 rebounds. Kobe Bryant, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Kobe had 7 turnovers, by the way. I mention that because the more you watch a Jeremy Lin and the criticism he gets for turnovers, it's a little funny because the guys who have the ball in their hands all the time don't average 1 turnover a game or no turnovers a game or 2 turnovers a game. They'll get 4, 5, 6, even 7 turnovers like Kobe last night. So Kobe did not have a good game, 4 for 15, 7 turnovers, but he contributes 15 and 5 when Gasol and Bynum are playing like the other two members of the Big Three. The guy who woke up yesterday, who has not had a good year in my opinion, Jason Fisher, 6 for 8 from the floor, 2 for 3 from three, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Fisher is a good player, yes, on the back end of his career, but he's a championship player, and I thought he had a big game for them last night. They haven't been getting anything from Ron Artest, 4 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists yesterday. Obviously, the 8 rebounds, good, but their bench and their bottom two starters, World Peace, Ron Artest, and Fisher have not played well this year. So the Lakers going to make a move. Obviously, they tried to get Chris Paul, and the NBA canceled that. But this is a big win right before the All-Star break for the Lakers, who, despite their woes on the road, are 20-13. They're virtually unbeatable at home. Dallas drops to 21-13 with a not-good home loss. Dirk is good. Dirk, 25 points, 12 rebounds. Vince Carter, back and forth, you know, had a good game yesterday, 20 points, 5 rebounds. Jason Terry, probably still the best sixth man off the bench, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. He had 4 turnovers of his own. And remember, he's the guy who criticized Jeremy Lin. Oh, you put anyone in that system and give them a lot of minutes, they'll get a lot of points. So Terry with 4 turnovers in 30 minutes yesterday. But a big win for the Lakers. something to me that they needed going into the All-Star break. They have to play better on the road. I don't think they're a championship team either, frankly. Again, I think the championship this year is limited to very few teams, the Heat in the East, Oklahoma City, and maybe the Clippers in the West. The Bulls, I don't know, they need something more. They need a healthy Derrick Rose, and who's going to be that number two scorer? But in any event, a very good win for the Lakers going into the All-Star break. Lakers 96, Mavericks 91. Now we go to the Garden. I don't know, there was such an uproar in New York yesterday on what a gigantic game this was. Oh, woe was me, if the Knicks lose, they could go into the break with a three-game losing streak after losing to the Nets when Darren Williams torched them for 38 on Monday. And, of course, they have the Heat tonight, not a game you would expect the Knicks to win. But, my goodness, if you take the bigger picture, the bigger view of this team, look where they were 2.5 weeks ago. They were nowhere. So if they had lost last night, I certainly didn't view it to be a big deal. This Jeremy Lin and his unselfish play has changed the forward-looking focus of this franchise for 5-10 years maybe. That's how good this kid is, and I think people are finally starting to realize this. Yesterday, no Joe Johnson for Atlanta, no problem for the Knicks. The Knicks hammer the Hawks. It was never a game. Well, it was a game for the first 6 or 7 minutes maybe, but Knicks 99, Hawks 82. The Knicks went on a 14-0 run at the end of the first quarter, 30-16, and really that's all she wrote. It was 60-35 at the half. Lin with a very good game, 17 points, 9 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. You still have people today, and this is the criticism of a guy that nobody thought could really play in the league. Tim Legler on ESPN, oh, he's got to cut down on those turnovers. 4 turnovers, 17 points, 9 assists, better than a 2-to-1 turnover ratio. I think he'll take that every night. And this is, to me, where Lin is going to be. He's not going to be a 25-point guy. And I think the thing that's really surprising that he might not be able to keep up is his ability to shoot. 6-for-11 yesterday, shooting around 50% for the year. But he packs the stats. 17 points, 9 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, this kid is a big-time player. And we'll get into the talk in a minute about how this is the system, which is a whole other conversation. But Lin, actually the leading scorer with Novak off the bench. Novak 6-for-12, 5-for-10 from 3, 17 points for him. Landry Field, 16 points, 7 rebounds, another good game. Lin has totally changed his game or brought it back to where it was last year before Carmelo Anthony showed up. You know, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of Carmelo Anthony coming to the Knicks. They're under 500 since he's been here. He's certainly trying to fit in. Yesterday, 7-for-16, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Tyson Chandler, only 7 points, but 8 rebounds. That's what he's there to do. Stoudemire, 7 points, 10 rebounds. Stoudemire still, to me, doesn't look 100%. There's wild debate back and forth. You know, is it because his brother passed away a couple weeks ago and he's still suffering from that? Or does he not have the explosiveness? To me, I'm sure he's still suffering because his brother died, but he doesn't have that explosiveness that he had even last year, never mind 4 or 5 years ago. But maybe it's just a back thing that he can get over the All-Star break. Maybe it's a knee thing, because he's got those bad knees. But a very good win for the Knicks. Right now, 17-17. Now, today, you know, this is the biggest regular season games in the history, the biggest regular season games in New York. Of course, that's ridiculous as well. You know, people are going, oh, if the Knicks play a good game and lose, oh, I think it'll be a competitive game again. To me, on the overall scheme of things, almost irrelevant. Not irrelevant, but almost irrelevant. Now, the Knicks, the knock on the Knicks has been they haven't beat many good teams. And I guess record-wise, that's true. But the real test, obviously, for them is to go on the road. Now, they went on the road and they had good wins in Minnesota and Toronto. I understand that's Minnesota and Toronto. Minnesota, not a bad team, by the way. But the good wins that they've had, Lakers, they beat in the Garden. The Hawks without Joe Johnson, I don't even know if that's considered a good win. Yeah, the Hawks in 19-14 beat them in the Garden. Obviously, their best win to date, the Dallas Mavericks, they beat them in the Garden. So, yes, this is, you know, to me, this doesn't set up well for the Knicks tonight. You know the Heat have been waiting in the wings. They say all the right things, unlike other guys on other teams like Jason Terry. They're saying all the right things. LeBron, this guy's a very good player. He sees the court. He's very good. But you know they might very well, maybe they'll start Chalmers, but you got to think Wade's going to guard him. LeBron said he's going to guard him at some point. And again, given the game that this kid has with quickness and intelligence, I don't think anyone's going to shut him out. 17-9 yesterday. He's averaging like, I think it's 23-9. Come on. So people still don't quite see how good Jeremy Lin is, but he's transformed the Knicks franchise. For Atlanta yesterday, again, a totally different team without without Joe Johnson, the All-Star, who's not going to be in the All-Star game either. Teague, their point guard, had 18 points. But they really don't have much else. Green with 16 points. Atlanta, not a very good team. In fact, I think Tracy McGrady's right. Tracy McGrady yesterday in 14 minutes goes 3 for 5, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist in 14 minutes. And he was complaining about his playoff time, and I think he's right. Tracy McGrady looks to me like he can still play. So they're going to have to get Joe Johnson back. And again, they're a playoff team, but I just don't think they're that good. Atlanta 19 and 14. The New York Knicks 17-17. And again, the Lin debate still continues. The latest is, for people who didn't think Lin could play in the league, the latest now is, oh, it's the system. It's the D'Antoni system. Well, it is the system to some degree, but you have to understand this. This kid's an NBA player. He could play the point and run the pick and roll for virtually any team in the league. I mean, you could drop him on another good team, and that team's going to get better. He makes players better. The system, I think, makes him an all-star. Because for the last 12 games, if you picked an all-star team, he'd be on it. And I don't mean the rising stars all-stars. I mean the all-star all-stars. So this kid hasn't backed down at all. He hasn't missed a beat. He's playing a ton of minutes. He's getting beat up. And he's doing it every night. I don't know if he's had a bad game. You know, he had that one bad half where he had 8 turnovers. But if you look at his numbers, they're staggering. They're easily all-star point guard numbers. So understand when you hear people say, oh, it's the system, it's the system, it's the system, invariably they were the ones who said, eh, I don't really, you know, flash in the pan. Eh, I don't really think this guy's that good. Eh, let's give it a few months. Let's give it a season. They couldn't see what is obvious, that this kid sees the floor and can pass. And as for the old can't go left, which is now nationally taking hold, can't go left, can't go left, again, if you saw yesterday, first basket of the game, he comes up on the left-hand side, he goes to his right and dribbles hard towards the basket on the left side, absorbs punishment from their center, switches to his left and lays it in lefty. I mean, come on. And this kid can't go left or can't use his left. Again, people don't really know what they're watching, even some of these basketball experts. Everybody was wrong about Jeremy Lin. Everybody. Everybody. The Knicks were about to cut him. The Rockets cut him. Golden State cut him. He played on the Dallas Mavericks summer team, never got onto the Dallas Mavericks. So understand the huge, you know, there's a whole other issue here about overlooking guys like this. Asian Americans, guys from Harvard, whatever. There's a whole other thing. People should be looking at the end of their benches differently now because this has happened. Jeremy Lin could have been a guy we never heard of. He could have been cut by the Knicks 3 or 4 more days, cut by 3 teams in one season. He even said close to giving it up a number of times. And now look what's happened. Cover of Sports Illustrated 2 weeks in a row. Apparently that's never happened to a New York athlete. That's pretty unbelievable when you think of all the athletes in New York. So this kid has taken the world by storm. There are still doubters. Again, the guys who didn't like him earlier now saying he's a product of the system, and I'll say it again, he's a good NBA point guard in any system. He's an all-star in D'Antoni's system. So the Knicks get a gigantic win. Knicks 99, Hawks 82. That sets up for, look, it's a big regular season game. I totally get that. But you got to understand, take a step back. 3 weeks ago, the Knicks were worthless. They were 8-15 going nowhere. They had a lot of talent. They had nobody who could run the show. 3 weeks later, they're a contender in the East. I don't think they can beat the Heat. I think they're the third best team in the East now. That's the other thing. People saying, oh, let's get to the sixth spot. Let's avoid Miami and Chicago. Why get to the sixth spot? They could get to the third spot. Now, we'll have to see them on the road against good teams, which you're going to see after the All-Star break. They're going to have trouble beating those teams. But they're certainly a playoff team. and they certainly have a big future. And the key to all of that, no matter what Carmelo does, no matter what Amari does, no matter what J.R. Smith does, the key to that is Jeremy Lin. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Think Fish with Frank Reese on Blue Zoo Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. exclusively on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promise is asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-780-0646. That's 1-800-780-0646.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com.
You're listening to thesportstalknetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508. 800-586-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Got a lot of other NBA games to get to, but we'll first do a little miscellaneous stuff. Some Major League Baseball, obviously all the teams reporting now. Ryan Howard, who tore his Achilles heel in the last game of the year in the playoffs in the NLDS, is already back taking batting practice. He said he feels good. I don't think he's going to start the season. They left that kind of fuzzy. But, you know, Achilles heel is an injury you have to be very careful with. The Phillies, of course, have reloaded. They signed Papelbon away from, well, he was a free agent, but obviously he was with the Red Sox and was very good for a number of years in the AL East. So they signed Papelbon to a four-year deal. They did bring back Jimmy Rollins, which you kind of thought they had to do. They do have still the best pitching staff, the best starting pitchers. I mean, it's unbelievable how they're able to have the pitching staff that they do. And, of course, they're the, to me, not only the favorites in the NL East, they're the favorites in the National League. I know Detroit's the betting favorite in Vegas to win it all, but I would certainly rank the Phillies over the Detroit Tigers. Brad Lidge, of course, gone from the Phillies. He's gone to the Nationals. Miami Marlins opened a training camp, and, of course, they probably did more than anybody else. They have a new manager, Ozzie Guillen. Obviously, they signed Jose Reyes. The question is, will Hanley Ramirez move to third base? Happily, he's moving to third base. The question is, will he be happy? Originally, he wasn't. Then he said he is. But Reyes is, you know, an unbelievable shortstop, an unbelievable leadoff guy. The issue for Reyes is always his health. He still was on the DL twice last year when he had, at least for the first, I don't know, 100 games, 120 games of the year, an MVP season. He did win the batting title, even though he dropped down that bunt and took himself out of the game. That was Bush League. But he did win the NL batting title. Of course, they also signed Mark Burley. Heath Bell is a good closer. They signed him as well. The Marlins are going to be a very good team. Again, the NL East, we've talked about this a number of times. The NL East, you can make a case, is going to be as good as the AL East, and they might even be deeper. When you get past the Phillies and the Marlins, you still have the Braves, and the Nationals could be the surprise. I mean, if their young players step up, Strasburg comes back, Bryce Harper, maybe Jason Worth plays a little better than he did last year. I mean, they could be anything as well. Also, interestingly now, out in Los Angeles, of course, Albert Pujols out there going from the Cardinals to the Angels. The Angels, apparently without consulting Albert Pujols, started this new campaign in Los Angeles calling Albert Pujols El Hombre, the man, you know, complete with billboards and advertisements, etc. Pujols isn't happy with that because, of course, he comes from St. Louis, where the man has been for 60 years, Stan the Man Musial, who's still around in his 90s, makes appearances at a number of Cardinal games every year, one of the greatest players of all time. So Pujols, I think, is hoping that they'll stop that campaign, and it'll be interesting to see how the Angels and their ownership respond to that request. You got to give Pujols a lot of credit. Yeah, I was surprised he left St. Louis, and, of course, he's moving to the American League, but he does have respect for the game. He obviously has respect for Stan Musial. He obviously won two championships in St. Louis and spent 11 years there. So it'll be good to see, and hopefully they will change that campaign, because there is only one the man in any language, and to me anyway, and to, more importantly, Pujols and Cardinal fans, that's Stan the Man Musial. A few NFL notes. There's actually now a movement down in Miami to get Peyton Manning to go down there. There are billboards. There's a website. Bring Peyton to Miami. I mean, it's very interesting. And, of course, Manning's decision, I think, is going to be a tough one. But, again, if his decision is based on winning the Super Bowl as opposed to money, I think he probably winds up in Miami, maybe Washington. I don't know. To me, you know, Miami is in a tough division. Do you see them beating the Patriots even with Peyton Manning? You see Peyton Manning putting up gigantic numbers, of course, but do you see him beating the Patriots? The Jets are good. Buffalo's good. That's a tough division. So I think Manning wants to go where he can win the Super Bowl. I just personally don't know where that is. I don't know if it's Miami. I don't know if it's Washington. Washington's in the NFC East. You got the defending Super Bowl champions. You got the Eagles, who are going to be much better. You got the Cowboys, who could be, you know, the best team in football and the non-playoff team in back-to-back weeks. So where are the Redskins? If the Redskins did beat the Giants twice last year, though, don't forget that. What are the Redskins thinking? They beat the Super Bowl champs twice last year, and they were 4-12. A few other things. JerMichael Finley, the excellent tight end of the Green Bay Packers, signed a 2-year, $15 million contract. This past year, he had a very good season, 55 catches, 767 yards, 8 TDs, and was really the extra addition because he was hurt most of the year before that really, you know, put the Packers over the top as an offensive machine. A few other things. Trent Richardson, the running back from Alabama, who was a Heisman contender and will be a first-round pick, had minor knee surgery. He's going to miss the NFL scouting combine, which starts today in Indianapolis. Hines Ward had his DUI charges dropped when he pled to misdemeanor reckless driving. He's just going to be on 1-year probation. And Tom Martinez, who was the quarterback guy who helped Tom Brady for decades since he was a high school kid, passed away yesterday. He had all those, or 2 days ago, he had all those kidney problems. And he had helped a lot of quarterbacks, but obviously Tom Brady, his most famous student, he passes away at the age of 66. Want to get back to the NBA now. Again, there were a lot of games yesterday. We'll go through a bunch of them and try and summarize the remainder. The Nuggets having their problems now to me. They go to Golden State to play the Clippers. And again, I view the Clippers by the end of the year come playoff time to be a title contender. I think the Clippers are better than the Lakers, even though their records are similar. Denver goes out to Los Angeles yesterday to the Staples Center. Clippers 103, Denver 95. Clippers up 1 after 3, but they win by 8. Chris Paul, what can you say? You know what he is, 36 points, 9 assists, premier point guard. Blake Griffin, the human highlight film, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. They got a few other guys who can play. DeAndre Jordan, an excellent rebounder you don't really know hear that much about, 10 points, 16 rebounds. So they got a pretty nice team. I think they can win a title with Paul and Griffin and other role players because Paul and Griffin are superstars at the top of the superstar level. I don't even think you need a big three. You know, can it be Caron Butler one night? Maybe. Can it be DeAndre Jordan? Maybe. But they're really a two-man show. And, you know, talk about people running the pick and roll when you talk about Jeremy Lin on the Knicks. How about Chris Paul and Blake Griffin? Come on. So the Clippers 103, the Nuggets 95. Again, we always talk about the Nuggets, a lot of good basketball players. I just don't think they have enough. They might be fun to coach. George Karl, you know, it's a fun team. I don't have any superstars, blah, blah, blah. But Aaron Aflalo, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a very good player. Fareed, the NCAA all-time leading rebounder, 12 points, 9 rebounds. Hamilton with 18 points off the bench. But they're just not quite there. They're dropping too. You know, they're 18-15 now. Gallinari hasn't played in a while. They've got a good team. Nene hasn't played in a while. Ty Lawson is missing games now, so they do have injuries, and they're a good team when healthy. Again, I just don't think they have the star power, and that's pretty much what you need now in the NBA to win it all. The Clippers have the star power in Paul and Griffin. Clippers 20-11, 103. Denver 18-15, 95. A few other interesting games yesterday, the Jazz go to Minnesota to play the Timberwolves. That was an interesting game as well. Goes down to very late in the game. The Timberwolves were getting hammered. They were losing by 13 after three, but they come all the way back. They take the lead in Minnesota. Al Jefferson hits a jumper with 7 seconds left over Kevin Love to tie up the game by 98. But they do have 7 seconds left. Minnesota comes across the line. Luke Ridnour gets the ball, top of the key. Kevin Love calling for the ball on his right. Obviously, you would normally give the ball to Love. But Ridnour decides to put the ball on the floor, takes a runner from about 12 feet, you know, crosses the foul line, jumps into the air, takes a runner from dead center, and it goes in literally as the buzzer sounds. Minnesota Timberwolves 100, Utah Jazz 98. Ridnour, who's become a fairly good NBA player, 17 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Kevin Love, 10 points, 10 rebounds, the minimum double you can have. He shoots 3 for 14, and they still win. Maybe that's why Ridnour didn't give him the ball, frankly. Pekovic, their other big man, who's a good player, 15 points, 12 rebounds. J.J. Barea, what can you say? Instant offense off the bench, 7 for 12, 5 for 6 from 3, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Minnesota, pretty good team. They get to 500, 17-17. Utah dropping below now. Millsap, a good player, 25 points, 9 rebounds. Jefferson also, 18 points, 11 rebounds. But not enough as Utah drops to 15 and 17. I really didn't think Utah was going to be good this year. They certainly were good early on. Now they drop to 15 and 17 after a tough loss to the Timberwolves. Timberwolves 100, Jazz 98. Another good close game. Warriors go out to Phoenix to play the Suns. Two struggling teams, but I think the Warriors are an up-and-coming team myself. Their record doesn't show it yet, but I think they have a very good young coach in Mark Jackson. I think they have a chance to be a good team, and they get a good road win yesterday on the road in Phoenix as they beat the Suns 106-104 on a Monte Ellis jumper with 1 second left. Ellis, a very good point, a very good guard. You know, Ellis and Steph Curry at the guards. You don't really have a true point guard like you would Jeremy Lin, but I could at least understand why he didn't make it with Golden State. Ellis, 26 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. David Lee, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Wright, 23 points, 7 rebounds. McGuire off the bench with 4 points but 9 rebounds in 17 minutes. Golden State, 106. Phoenix 104. Steve Nash only 7 points. He only took 4 shots, but he did have 9 assists and 5 rebounds. He is Steve Nash. Channing Frye 22 and 9 rebounds. Gortat, the big man, having an unbelievable season, 21 points, 15 rebounds, but not enough. The Warriors go to 13 and 17, 106-104 over Phoenix. Phoenix drops to 14 and 20. Another game, Milwaukee goes out to Chicago to play the Bulls. You know, things are better for the Bulls now as Derrick Rose back healthy. But the Bulls kind of are where they are. This is a blowout win for them, 110-91 over the Bucks. Of course, the Bucks don't have their big man, Bogut, and that really puts a cramp in their entire season. The Bulls go to 26-8. Milwaukee drops to 13-20. Boozer, the high scorer, 20.7 rebounds, 3 assists. Luol Deng, 16 and 5 rebounds. Derrick Rose, 16.7 assists. Joakim Noah, what can you say? A beast. Triple-double, 13 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. But again, the answer is still going to be Kyle Korver yesterday, 5 for 8, 11 points off the bench. They need that secondary scorer who's a big-time player. And again, it could be Boozer, it could be Deng. It's not Noah. I thought it could be Korver. He hasn't played that well this year. But yesterday, the Bulls get another win, 110-91, to move to 26-8. A few other games to look at quickly in the NBA. Boston, you know, no Rondo, the second game of the two-game suspension, a big mistake. You should have thought before he threw that ball because I thought they had no chance against Oklahoma City. And frankly, they had no chance against Oklahoma City. 72 points in the first half for Oklahoma City, up 72-49 at the break, you know, game over there. Thunder win 119-104. Westbrook, 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Durant, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, they're just unbelievable. Harden, the best third guard in the league, 17 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. They've got a team that can make some noise in the playoffs. They're now 25-7. The Celtics struggling. They need their big four as they are. Garnett, Pierce, Allen, really to me not what they used to be. Rondo, an excellent point guard, but suspended for the second of two games. Garnett, 23 points, 13 rebounds. Pierce, 23, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Allen, 7 for 14, 3 for 5 from 3, 21 points, 7 assists. But the Thunder moved to 25-7, 119. Celtics dropped to 15-16, 104. The Thunder are forced to be reckoned with in the second half of the year and the playoffs. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-309-5530. That's 800-309-5530. For free gold information, call now. 800-309-5530. 800-309-5530.
Your Major League Baseball news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at SupplyLineElectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com, your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfie and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transition.
non-transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Got a lot more to do. We'll just run through the rest of the NBA games quickly. The Rockets beat the 76ers in Houston, 93-87. Luis Scola leads his team with 19 points and 10 rebounds for the Rockets. The Magic bury the Nets, 108-91 in New Jersey. Dwight Howard, what are you going to say? 20 and 17, 20 points, 17 rebounds. The crowd's chanting, "We want Dwight, we want Dwight, we want Dwight." And, of course, this was in New Jersey. And the Nets moving to Brooklyn. Will they be able to get, you know, Marshawn Brooks with 24 points yesterday? I'd say it again. When the Nets beat the Knicks on Monday, Darren Williams did go off for 38 points, but Humphries was 14 and 14. He didn't play last night. Marshawn Brooks is a scorer. He's an NBA scorer. He's a kid from Providence who led the Big East in scoring. So if they show up there with Darren Williams and Dwight Howard in Brooklyn, 10 miles from the Garden, well, that's a big-time team. If they don't get Dwight Howard, they're probably going to have to trade Darren Williams because he's not sticking around. Very interesting stuff going on in New Jersey with the New Jersey Nets. Pacers beat the hapless Bobcats 102-88. Tyler Hansbrough with 22 points. The Bobcats dropped to 4-20. The Raptors beat the Pistons 103-93. DeMar DeRozan, 23 points for the Raptors. The Hornets beat the Cavaliers. And again, you know, people in New York were mocking the Knicks when they lost to the Hornets. The Hornets have played very well of late. I think they won 4 of their last 6. The other game, one of their losses was in overtime. In the other game, they came back from 26 down to cut the lead to 6 against the Bulls before losing. Hornets 89, Cavaliers 84. Hornets only 8-25, but again, 4-2 last 6. Cavaliers 13-18. And the Kings beat the Wizards 115-107. Tyreek Evans, 22 points for the Kings. John Wall, 11 assists for the Wizards. That's your NBA stuff. Quickly to the Accenture Match Play Championships outside of Tucson. Of course, Tiger Woods gets all the headlines. He did beat Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño yesterday, one up. Ernie Els killed number one Luke Donald. Ernie Els number 16, Luke Donald number one. Els beats him 5-4. And, of course, I know you probably know that's he's up 5 shots with 4 holes to play. So, obviously, the match is out. Ernie Els beats the number one seed Luke Donald. Also, Dustin Johnson beat number 3 Jim Furyk on the 20th hole. They had to go to overtime, essentially. So Johnson wins one up against Jim Furyk in the Accenture match play. That, of course, continues later today. One more NBA note. Jeremy Evans of the Utah Jazz replaces Iman Shumpert of the Knicks in the dunk contest. Of course, Shumpert has missed the last 2 games with tendonitis in his knee. I doubt he'll play tonight in Miami. He'll probably take the whole weekend off. He's not in the dunk contest anymore. So it is Chase Budinger, Paul George, Derek Williams, and now Jeremy Evans in the dunk contest. And again, he'll have some superb high-flying dunks, but I know Blake Griffin won last year, but for the most part, you know, the real top dunkers in the NBA don't even go into the dunk contest anymore, or they win it like Blake Griffin did last year, and then, frankly, they just don't come back. Number of top 25 college basketball games last night. In fact, we'll stick to the top 10 games. Number 2, Syracuse. Now, Syracuse was at home in the Carrier Dome against South Florida. You figure they shouldn't have much of a problem with South Florida, who's got a decent team. But South Florida went up 20-7 in the early going in the Carrier Dome, and then they didn't score a point in forever. They went from winning 20-7 to losing 33-20. I mean, that's unbelievable, spanning the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half. Syracuse was only 2-14 in the early going, which obviously is why they were down 20-7. But then Syracuse winds up going on a 26-0 run to obviously make the score 33-20. South Florida, give them credit. They did make a mild comeback. They did cut it to 1 late. But Syracuse draws off at the end. Number two, Syracuse, 56. South Florida, 48. Syracuse, 28-1, 15-1 in the Carrier Dome. They're only lost to Notre Dame. South Florida, not a bad team. A win there might have put them on the right side of the bubble. They're 17-11. Yesterday, Scoop Jardine, 15 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. He plays 37 minutes, a couple of steals as well. Chris Joseph, and that's, to me, the guts of their championship contention team. Of course, their big man, Thad Mello, is very good as well. But Jardine and Chris Joseph have been there forever. Joseph, 12 points, 9 rebounds. C.J. Farrow, an up-and-comer for Syracuse, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists off the bench for Syracuse. For South Florida, Collins led the team in scoring with 12. Fitzpatrick had 11. But Syracuse gets the win 56-48 after being down 13 early in the game. Kansas goes to Texas A&M for a road game. At the half, Kansas is up 10, and they hold on to win 66-58 over Texas A&M. Kansas, of course, ranked number 4 in the country. Thomas Robinson, of course, the walking double-double, 10 points, 13 rebounds. He's got 19 double-doubles this year for Kansas in their 28 days, in their 28 games. Tyshawn Taylor, 12 points, 4 assists. Johnson with 21 for Kansas. Texas A&M was led by Middleton with 23 points. Texas A&M drops to 13-14. Number 4, Kansas, moves to 23-5. A couple of other top 10 teams in action. Michigan State goes up to Minnesota. Minnesota, one of those bubble teams trying to hold on. But Michigan State beats Minnesota. Michigan State up 1.5, up 1 at the half, win 66-61 over Minnesota. Again, Michigan State has a very good team. Green had 17. Keith Appling with 13. Both of them with 5 assists. Michigan State, Tom Izzo, obviously great program. Wood off the bench, 13 points in 27 minutes. For Minnesota, Hollins led the team with 17 points. Minnesota, again, 17-11 on the bubble. Michigan State, number 6 in the country, 23-5. Again, Draymond Green, who's another one of those stat stuffers, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals for Michigan State. A sleeper team now, but now ranked number 10 in the country, so maybe they're not that big of a sleeper team anymore. Marquette playing at home against Rutgers in a Big East game. Marquette 82, Rutgers 65. Marquette moves to 23-5. Jay Crowder, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Darius Johnson Odom, 21 points, 2 rebounds. Marquette, again, one of those sleeper teams. Buzz Peterson, the coach, they moved to 23-5. Rutgers, and again, I think Rice, the coach, is doing a good job, but the Big East is such a tough league. They drop to 12-16. Seegers leads their team with 14. Baruda had 12 points as well, but not enough. Rutgers drops to 12-16. Obviously, they're going to have to make a real run, frankly, just to be an NIT team, because I don't think there's any way they can win the tournament, the Big East tournament, and that's how they're going to get into the big dance. Number 20, Notre Dame. We'll just go down the rest of the top 25 scores. Number 20, Notre Dame beats West Virginia at home. Notre Dame 19-8. They win 71-44. West Virginia drops to 17-10. Number 22, Temple beats LaSalle at LaSalle, one of those big five games, of course. Temple, 80. LaSalle, 79. Number 23, Indiana, at home, beats North Carolina Central in a gimme game, 75-56. Indiana now 20-7. Number 19, Wichita State, beats Illinois State on the road. Wichita State, 68. Illinois State, 55. Wichita State, ranked in the top 20. They're now 24-4. Number 21, UNLV beats Boise State at home. UNLV now 22-6. They beat Boise State 75-58. Boise State 13-12. And number 24, San Diego State, obviously coached by Steve Fisher, who won the title many years ago with Michigan. San Diego State 67, Wyoming 58. San Diego State moves to 20-6. Wyoming moves to 18-8. Those are your main top 25 college basketball games. A couple of other miscellaneous things. The Jets have redone DeBrickashaw Ferguson's contract so they can have more room under the cap. I don't know how this is legal, but this is how it works. The Jets converted $9 million of Ferguson's $9.9 million base salary to a signing bonus to give the team more cap space. It's unbelievable. You have to be a capologist, obviously, to be a general manager in the NFL, or at least have a sense of it. Ferguson had signed an 8-year, $73 million deal before the 2010 season. The change in the salary, the bonus of the $9 million, will give $7.5 million of cap relief this season to the Jets. So obviously that gives them the ability to go out and find, you know, some more players, which frankly is what they're going to need off of their performance of last year, their 8-8 performance of last year. The Yankees increased their strength in the bullpen by signing David Ardsma, who was a very good relief pitcher a couple of years ago for the Mariners. He signed a $500,000 deal plus incentives. Now, Ardsma had Tommy John surgery last July 22nd, so you probably know Tommy John surgery usually takes a year to come back from. You know, probably a good idea for the Yankees. This guy's a live arm, and sometimes you come back with even a liver arm after Tommy John surgery, so he might be able to help them the second half of the 2012 season. There's a club option for 2013, so Cashman trying to get his ducks in a row just in case Mariano Rivera does retire. That seems to be the view. Apparently Rivera told Jeter what he's going to do. He told the media, I know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to tell you yet. So, again, I don't know what the point of that was. But now Jeter knows as well. And, of course, he's not going to tell anybody until Mariano obviously tells everybody. The Yankees also signed Eric Chavez, so they now have Raul Ibanez and Eric Chavez to their one-year deals. They have Bill Hall and Russell Branyan in their camp on minor league deals. Doesn't look like they can make the team, but Joe Girardi said, hey, we're going to give them an opportunity. Obviously, Branyan is an all-or-nothing guy who can hit home runs. Bill Hall, a better all-around player. But you're talking about the 25th spot on the roster now, and we'll just have to see, you know, if one of those guys can make the team. They're both pretty good baseball players, obviously. Bill Hall, to me, has a bigger upside. Branyan would be a pinch hitter with power. But now you're talking for the Yankees, who's going to be their 24th and 25th guys. You know, a further sad note, but I guess a justice note, frankly, George Ugly, who was that kid out of Virginia, the lacrosse player who was accused of killing his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Yardley Love. And, of course, yesterday, a Charlottesville, Virginia jury convicted Ugly of second-degree murder. They also suggested that he should go to jail for 16 years. Now, in Virginia, you can, you know, the jury suggests what the sentence should be, but it's the judge who hands down the sentence, and he doesn't have to follow the jury. But the jury did suggest that he go to jail for 16 years. Just a terrible story, of course. Love was a star lacrosse player on the women's team. Ugly was a star lacrosse player on the men's team. And he was convicted of beating her to death. Just an unbelievably sad story. He is found guilty of murder. The jury did recommend 16 years in jail. We'll have to see if that actually happens when the judge sentences him. Another quick legal note. The defamation lawsuit by the two former Syracuse ball boys against Jim Boeheim will be heard in Syracuse, according to a ruling on Wednesday up there. again, this is another terrible story. Barney Fine couldn't be prosecuted because of the statute of limitations. He's the former Syracuse assistant accused of abusing Bobby Davis and Michael Lang. But they are in state Supreme Court in Syracuse suing Jim Boeheim because, of course, he called them both liars and said they were in it for the money. And since then, of course, the facts have changed tremendously. So, you know, I've talked about this lawsuit before. I just don't know what the damages are. Paint this out to the end. What are the damages? How are these guys damaged? But we'll have to, you know, it could be the L. They get a victory and they're, you know, they get a judgment for $100 or something. Temple is in discussions about joining the Big East in all sports for the 2012 season. That would give the Big East 8 football conference members. And, of course, offset the departure of West Virginia. They're going to the Big 12. Big East wanted to add Boise State, but Boise State said they're staying in the Mountain West for 2012, mainly because of the deep, I call them fines, but the financial exit fees that Boise State would have to pay. So they're staying in the Big West. Looks like Temple will come to the Big East, and they'll have 8 schools for football in the Big East. UConn basketball coach Jim Calhoun is going to have back surgery next week. He will miss at least Connecticut's next 2 games. I think he's missed the last 5. Obviously, Connecticut not the same team without Calhoun, just like St. John's not the same team without Steve Lavin. Unlikely they can make a run this year. They are trying to qualify for the tournament. Connecticut is, and they won't have Calhoun back for at least another 10 days, it seems. Finally, the Los Angeles Angels signed the former Met right-hander Jason Isringhausen to a minor league deal. Isringhausen came back and pitched pretty well for the Mets, so he might have a chance to make the Angels. He still can get guys out. Quickly now, want to move to the National Hockey League. 3 games last night. The Capitals go up to Ottawa. Ottawa beats Washington. Ottawa 5, Washington 2. Ottawa opened up a 4-goal lead. Milan Nikolic is 26th and 27th of the year. Erik Karlsson, 13, is 13th of the year, and he assisted on both of the Nikolic goals. Washington tries to come back in the third on goals from John Carlson and Matthew Perrault. But final score, Ottawa 5, Washington Capitals 2. Boston goes out to St. Louis. St. Louis at home gets the better of the Bruins. The Bruins beat St. Louis on the road. Boston 4 with Tim Thomas in goal. St. Louis 2. Boston opens up a 2-0 lead. Brad Marchand is 20th. Milan Lucic is 21st. St. Louis comes back to score, to tie on goals by Stewart and Reeves. Chris Kelly gets his 15th for the Bruins, turned out to be the winner, and Brad Marchand got his 2nd of the game and 21st of the season in the third period. Boston 4, St. Louis 2. One other game, the Kings go out to Colorado to play the Avalanche. Avalanche 4, Kings 1. Avalanche get 3 goals in the first period. Paul Stastny scores his 15th. Jay McClement and Mark Oliver also score. Stastny gets his 16th in the second period to make it 4-0 Colorado. The Kings break up the shutout. Dustin Brown gets his 15th of the year, but of course too little too late. Colorado 4, Los Angeles Kings 1. Quickly to the TV tonight, the game that everybody in New York has been waiting for, and they say the Heat are lying in wait for the Knicks. They really want to send a message. We'll see. You know, I'm not a big message guy today before the All-Star break. But the Knicks on the road, they're going to have to show they can win on the road against good teams. Knicks at Heat, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's the first half of the TNT doubleheader. The second game, a good one as well. The Lakers, after beating the Mavericks, go to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. Lakers at Thunder, 9:30 Eastern, also on TNT. That's a very nice doubleheader, of course. Tonight, college basketball, a number of good games. Duke goes up to Tallahassee to play down to Tallahassee to play Florida State, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Alabama at Arkansas, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. 8 o'clock, Murray State at Tennessee State, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPNU. 9 o'clock, Louisville at Cincinnati, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Wisconsin at Iowa, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. St. Mary's at California at Portland, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock on the coast, ESPNU. And the very late game, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock on the coast. BYU goes up to Gonzaga, 11 o'clock Eastern. That's on ESPN2. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.